Network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, I'm going to give the toll-free number out specifically on the China situation. Just joined us. China is openly saying the dollar is dead. Openly teamed up with the big central banks looting this country. The more it implodes, the more they can come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. At the White House dinner last Wednesday, now 4 days ago, they openly had a Chinese pianist play and sing a song about killing American military and dogs in Korea. Just incredible, absolutely incredible. And I want to get into the attacks on free speech. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. Also, we've launched this V for Victory campaign. A subcomponent of the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I see the classic COINTELPRO or useful camp follower tactics of saying 1776 is when Adam Weishaupt started the Illuminati. Why does your contest? No, that's when we had the start of the Revolutionary War. That's why I say the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I've said that hundreds of times. That's why I coined that term. So we're not going to let that be a distraction. They say Winston Churchill used the V. It's satanic. It's V for the French resistance against occupation. It's a powerful, simple symbol. I mean, Hitler used an eagle. Can we use an American eagle? Give me a break. If I used a tree as our symbol, you'd say the Norse believed the tree was the symbol of the universe. It's Norse occultism. Any symbol there is has been used by anybody and everybody. Now, if I was using upside-down stars or Baphomet, then there'd be an issue. But holy mackerel, folks. I mean, this is about people seeing a flyer. We've got this new one. A listener made this variant, and it's my favorite. It's up on Infowars.com. A listener made this variant, new V for Victory posters. And they took our basic design that I churned out with Phil last Thursday, and they added, "We are Legion, you are not alone, united we stand, V for Victory, Infowars.com." It's got a short message at the bottom. And later this week, I'm going to put out another variant that deals with how China is teamed up with the offshore banks. And we're going to write an article about that, and it's going to have a URL there to explain that we're being occupied by foreign banks with China as their muscle. This is about getting small towns, cities, counties talking. I'm getting a lot of chatter and emails and comments about these going up at malls, message boards, telephone poles, everywhere that's legal and lawful, banner hangs, a bunch of videos coming in. Very, very exciting. We just launched this Friday morning right before Ron Paul was on with us. So also in this latest post, new V for Victory posters. Under it, there's a link to a subpage of one of my Facebook pages. And when you click on that, it takes you to where literally, I said 30 or 40, it's more like 100. I was trying to count during a break. Different V for Victory designs have been posted. Just amazing artists and folks out there standing up for liberty. So pick whatever version you want. Other folks have made an R for resistance. Next they'll say R is satanic, but I think the R for resistance is a great poster that's in there as well. So you do whatever you want to get the word out about the New World Order. But now is the time, just like the French hanging up posters in the dead of night, to say we don't have solidarity with this corrupt takeover. We don't agree with what's happening. And it's just another – look at the Obama poster deal. It was on hundreds of TV stations, hundreds. Hundreds of news articles written about it, hundreds. From Japan to the U.S., from Mexico to the Netherlands, from England to South Africa, they posted our Obama Joker. And it took this godlike figure they were trying to sell us through tyranny and showed his real face. And it's all that simple. The Sons of Liberty, for about 15 years before the Revolutionary War, posted flyers decrying the king and showing that he was just a piece of garbage. Same thing. We're getting involved. It's resistance is victory. You lift weights, it's resistance. You get stronger. Resistance is victory. That's why we're doing this with the answer to 1984-1776 contest. And it's all a cooperative effort for liberty, and the globalists can't stop that. The TSA is launching their own contest, trying to get you involved, helping them. The people are standing up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sunday, the 23rd day of January 2011. Got an hour left here in transmission. Gareth in Norway, Eric in Oregon, and many others calling us toll-free at 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. We'll get you up and on the air coming up in the next segment. Now, before I get into the multi-pronged attack on free speech, I'm going to cover political correctness and what it really means and how it operates from their own words first. Then I'm going to get into how they want to start digitally shutting down the internet towards the end of this hour. But here is the headline written by Eric Blair for Infowars.com. Google seeks to weaken search engine ranking of content farming websites. And when you hear that, people are like, what does that mean? That's any talk radio station that posts YouTubes and does the person that's made the YouTube a favor. That's any online site that takes blurbs of what people have written for discussion. And they're saying they're going to start censoring it towards mainstream dominant media where it's basically all content of that media, whether it's the New York Times or CNN. And I've told you about the perfect storm of the dinosaur mainstream media being in so much trouble and losing viewers. And quite frankly, when we link to a CNN article and put a paragraph up there, those aren't the popular articles for folks to talk about and comment on. It's the articles we write. It's the videos we produce. It's the alternative media articles we post. So quite frankly, this is all a smokescreen. This is not even about blocking out the Drudge Report or Infowars.com. It's about blocking out alternative media across the board. And it's not about, quote, stopping content farms, people that are aggregating news and links to it. That's a favor to the mainstream media. It's about not letting you even search alternative media, and Google admits this, and it ties in to the Internet 2 model of censorship that's openly being called for by Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, by the Communist Chinese and others. And remember, Google has worked closely with the Communist Chinese on censorship. So has Microsoft. So has Yahoo. So has Sun Microsystems. So has Oracle. And they've used that as a beta testing ground. You notice you're hearing the calls to end net neutrality. You're hearing the calls for FCC regulation of the web. You're hearing the open calls all over the news for restrictions on free speech, for the fairness doctrine. And this is all coming together right now because the system is moving forward with its birth of world government run by the private offshore banks, teamed up with Communist China as their political and economic and military muscle. And they know you're awake. They know Congress has a 9 to 11% approval rating. They know you're getting educated. They're scared. And that's why they're coming after talk radio and the internet and alternative media. So even if, and I've read the press release of Google, even if Infowars.com or Drudge stop linking to the New York Times and CNN altogether, they don't care. This algorithm says that if it goes to your site and it's basically not all your own news, you're delisted and people can't find it. Their old algorithm was about whoever got the most hits. So you type in Alex Jones, the top link isn't the thousands of different Alex Joneses, including TV stars in England, bankers, you name it. It's Alex Jones, yours truly, the talk show host. If you type in Drudge, you get Drudge Report. Under this system, that will not happen, and they think it's going to hide true alternative media. The answer to this 1984 takeover is 1776. Spread Infowars.com to everybody you know. PrisonPlanet.com to everybody you know. This radio show, you're listening to local AM and FM? Stop cars at red lights. Say, hey, tune into this local station. They can't stop you, the grassroots, but they're scared right now, and this is their cocktail of censorship I'm going to get to after I take a couple segments of calls. Now, let me get to this first. This is another form of censorship and control. First, the media comes in and says, don't use the N-word. People say, well, that sounds reasonable. Go ahead and arrest people that use it. Then they say, don't say you hate a politician. That could make someone do something violent. They'll arrest you in Europe for saying, I hate the politician, because that might encourage someone. It takes your free speech away. Here in the U.S., your First Amendment. And then the media itself censors itself to try to create a groupthink peer pressure system. And after Congresswoman Giffords got shot, turned out the guy was a total drug head, if anything politically, you know, a mainline liberal. That's what all his friends and family said. But they blamed it on talk radio. They blamed it on the Internet. They blamed it on Ron Paul, on Alex Jones, CNN, MSNBC, Democracy Now. It's my fault. Now Obama in a State of the Union says, civility, don't get angry. Sit down, shut up. We want to work with the Republicans. And the Republican leadership says, oh, yes, we're going to continue NAFTA and GATT, open borders. Remember, it was the Republicans under Bush that tried amnesty. The Republican leadership has now said, we want to work with Obama. They did the one thing, the repeal of health care in the House, but they knew it was symbolic because the Senate doesn't have the votes. They're bought and paid for by the same interest, and they know exactly what they're doing. And so now they're saying, don't say target in your sales meeting. We want to target this region for sales, or we want to target 18 to 35. Oh, the word target is now dirty. See, they want to control the words. They want to get you so scared. Don't talk about politics and religion. Don't give out your views. Go in your house. Watch your glowing television set. Shut up. And here is John King on CNN. They have their political correspondent, you can tell it's staged, say, yes, they're targeting these districts in Illinois. Then they come back from break and John King says, I'm so sorry, we're following standards that you demand, like the viewers running CNN. You demand we don't say target, as if it came from the grassroots. And then I'm going to give us some other examples, but here's that short clip.
Before we go to break, I want to make a quick point. We were just having a discussion about the Chicago mayoral race just a moment ago. My friend Andy Shaw, who now works for a good government group out there, used the term in the crosshairs in talking about the candidates out there. We're trying to get away from that language. Andy is a good friend. He's covered politics for a long time, but we're trying to get away from using that kind of language. We won't always be perfect, so hold us accountable when we don't meet your standards.
Hold us accountable when we don't meet your standards. Well, don't worry. See, on Internet, too, they make you get a domain under government or a select mega website like Facebook, MySpace, YouTube. Then when you violate their standards and they allow gangs of people to file false complaints, no proof, no judge, no jury, then you're removed. That's Internet, too. There will be no Infowars.com. There will be no Drudge Report. There will be no WorldNetDaily.com. They openly brag at these Internet 2 meetings. Go read the minutes of them with the UN there and the Fortune 50 Internet, that they will then have you sign a waiver, because then it's you're on their website, but those are the only sites that are going to be accessible on Internet 2. And then when they don't like what you've done, you're deleted. Look at this article here out of MSNBC. Facebook calls Roger Ebert's blog abusive content. And then it goes on here. It says he was banned and his site terminated on Facebook despite the fact that he's one of the most popular people on there, because he talked about his prosthetic jaw removed because of thyroid cancer and how he hated looking at himself in the mirror before he got the prosthesis. No kidding. Pretty horrifying. You know, my dad worked at MD Anderson, described folks that had from smoking and chewing tobacco, their jaws removed, and how it's just a mandible on top. He wasn't allowed to say that because it hurt handicapped people to say that he didn't like looking at himself in the mirror. I mean, this is a guy who had his chin removed. He's got a new one put in. He's out there openly doing interviews. He's saying, man, it was horrifying. I didn't want to look at myself. Boom! Roger Ebert, you're gone! The end of free speech. Continuing. Huck Finn. Don't have the N-word. The book's about racism and discrimination. Don't show what people are saying. Boom! Erase that out of the books. You understand how dangerous this is? They know exactly what they're doing. They've got to shut your free speech down. John King, hold us to a standard. Get us in trouble if we say target. They're getting ready to try to restrict free speech.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There are many types of storable foods. But how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, when we would have a shooting, they would mainly demonize the Second Amendment. But now they're not just demonizing that, they're spending, I'd say, double their time attacking free speech. And that's what this is all about, that words are bad. And CNN, oh, excuse me, we said targeted and political races. You know, oh my gosh, the Republicans are targeting black voters. That means killing them. They know it's asinine. They're training you to think of words as violent and bad so they can start shutting it down. These are authoritarians. They're attacking everything that we have in a free society. They're telling us China, the dictatorship, is good. Now we've got loaded phone lines here. We've got about 20 phone calls to take. Gareth in Norway. We've got Rod in Kentucky. We've got so many. So please, I want to hear from all of you. Give us your question, your comment. We're going to move on. Gareth in Norway, good to have you tuning in. What's on your mind this evening?
How are you, man?
Good. Welcome.
Thanks. No, just ringing about China. Keep to the point. There's lots happening up here. I'm ringing from the home of the Peace Prize table, you could say, I guess. I ring from Oslo. On what you're saying about China. Just had one of the biggest international aluminium companies in Norway bought up by, or just sold to the Chinese straight out from under the people, like, on the excuse that, like, yeah, we can't compete anymore. Like, it's just...
Yeah, because select global corporations put control your government and ours, put giant regulations on us, then they go set up subsidiaries in China so we can't compete, then they come in and buy us up. This is economic takeover. This is economic warfare. And China says that on their news and talks about us as if we're scum and it's all a big sick joke. But again, it's the traitors in our countries that have allowed this to happen. This is an inside deal. China's only one part of the equation. The globalists are using their 1,300,000,000 slaves to leverage out all competition.
No, well, this company, Elkem, was sold up by a big globalist company called Orkla. And like, their main market was England. And they've built their own, like, hydro dams for these factories. This is an old company, man. We're talking 100 years old nearly, you know. And these dams aren't theirs anymore, so they don't control the electricity to drive the aluminium melt. And, you know, it's just a big joke, man.
Like, it is. Gareth, good to hear you from Norway. I absolutely agree with you. And again, just like the private central banks pay off government to give them a license to issue currency and credit, so they literally own the money machines and have an unfair trade advantage to take over society, the Chinese are the part of the equation of 1,300,000,000 slaves with no insurance, no health care, no Social Security, no environmental rules. They're then used to leverage out all competition worldwide and create a monopoly. And that's the game plan, and it's going to devastate us. It has devastated us. Rod in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's good to talk to you again, man. Listen, I'm a Prison Planet subscriber for about 2 years now. My username's Teach Sal. That way you know I'm not pulling your leg. Hey, now I got two things, and I'll get off here because I know everybody's wanting to get in. Number one, I have a lot of Chinese friends where I live. I study traditional Chinese kung fu, and these guys were kicked out, basically. They were run out of China during the revolution with all them. The martial artists and their masters fled to Taiwan, Australia. A lot of them ended up coming to America, because they were killing them left and right because they
We stand with solidarity with the Chinese people. It's the murderous communists that run it that our government's embracing, and our media is acting like the Chinese agree with all this. They don't. That's what's so sick. And our government, who halfway supported Tiananmen Square, you know, 20 years ago, you never hear about that now, do you?
No, but the American Chinese, I will say, especially my friends right there, they hate China, and there's so much corruption. You've only touched the tip of the iceberg with the corruption and the poisoning their own people. It's absolutely out of control.
And guess who makes most of our over-the-counter and prescription drugs? China is the biggest maker now, and our government just lets them dump poison on us. It is a sick joke, isn't it? Oh, I mean, I see all the time, 3,000 Chinese children die of melamine and formula. Then they ship it over here, and our government says, in fact, pull up the headline, FDA says melamine safe. Our government says, hey, go ahead and drink it.
My Chinese friends will not use anything from China, and that is not a joke, and it's not a lie. They personally told me, I will not use anything from China because they don't trust them.
God bless you. Got a jump, Rod. Great points. That's another issue. The media sometimes will say, since Clinton's era, they still do it. Oh, it's racist that you're criticizing China. Racist? Their government killed, though, over 60 million of their own people. It has nothing to do with that, but the political correct people, oh, you don't like government health care, you don't like black people. They just throw that in there to control you. Absolutely, the Chinese, here's an example, Paul Watson writes for PrisonPlanet.com. His wife, they just got married, they've been together about 4 years, she's British, you can't tell over the phone, you know, I mean, perfect, perfect British accent, so she is really British, but you know, she's Chinese, you know, by genetics, a great lady. They went to China for a trip to see some family, and she wrote an article when she came back with Paul about the RAND Corporation reporting on China, and they got calls to their family in China and England and said, you better never write again or we're going to get you. You're under secret police investigation in England. The Chinese spies are everywhere. They're listening right now. I mean, these people are bloodthirsty, folks. You've got to understand that, and I'm not putting up with it. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Oregon. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Everyone out there, I have a great idea whose time has come. This is the moment where we can go along with the V for Victory campaign and start a Hemp for Victory campaign. Get Ron Paul, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson, all the people that care about hemp. Ziggy Marley just talked about it recently. We got Mike Adams, Matt Monarch from the Raw Food.
Well, listen, we have them all on, Eric, and I appreciate your call calling for the decriminalization of drugs, especially marijuana, but trying to herd all those guys together is like herding cats, as they say. But I'm for drug decriminalization, not because I use them, but because the government's been caught keeping them illegal so they can make higher profits on the black market laundering the money. Let's talk to Ron in California. Ron, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
It's good to talk to you, man. Very briefly, I wanted to talk about a caller back that you were discussing the difference between the Chinese people and the murderous totalitarian Chinese government.
Yes.
And that is key when it comes to the same guilt trip that is used against the United States.
Worldwide, Rupert Murdoch owns newspapers overseas bashing us. Then domestically, he's the big conservative owner telling us how we're blamed for everything worldwide. No. And we do accept some of the blame for letting it get that way. China's never had freedom. We had it and started giving it up. So we do need more blame on the Chinese people. The Chinese people, you know how many YouTube videos get put up and then pulled by YouTube working with the Chi-Coms where it shows farmers and people who've had their kids taken and murdered and their land taken? Hundreds of them rushing troops with guns, beating them, beating guys with machine guns, shooting them. And our media pulls that down. They don't want you to see that image of liberty. And so the Chinese are fighting without guns. I'll tell you right now, I blame the Chinese people less for their evil government than I blame ours. We had real liberty. We had the Second Amendment. We had the freedom. We had it all. We had the free speech, and they're trying to take it. We didn't have a private Federal Reserve. We had the greatest system ever. But hold on. I'm going to go to Brack, and I'm going to come back to you quickly, let you get a side comment on that. And then we're going to go to Warren, Bob, Sean, Nate, Ronnie, Laura, Red, Patrick. I'm going to at least jam in those 12 calls. I got a bunch of other news coming up on Google censorship.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
In government and private corporations who run wild over us. The globalists worldwide lobby governments to get rid of common sense laws so they can feed on us. It's very elementary, and we're all in great danger. We're all in a lot of danger right now. and you can see the fruits of globalism. Our country falling apart, our liberties under attack, and our government has made conscious decisions to accelerate the tyranny. I'm going to get into some of that in the next segment, but right now, finishing up, Ron in California, you're on the air.
Yeah, man, you just nailed it. I've been speaking out against the situation with Clinton and the Chinese and how he sold us out for 10 years, all right? And people, they just aren't receptive to the information. Now I hope they're paying attention. Very quickly, though, the Chinese missile, right? Now, I live 10 miles south of LAX, all right? I don't live on the beach, but I can see the water from my house. And I happened to have, I saw that thing with my own eyeballs, right? But I didn't know.
The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the former head of NASA, said it was a missile. And the Chinese did it on the day they were meeting with Obama. And it was admittedly a missile. And our government says it wasn't. This is incredible.
Man, I see atmospheric phenomena down here all the time. You got contrails, you got chemtrails, right? That was a distinctive vertical pattern into the sky from the ocean floor.
It was a Polaris knockoff launch from a submarine. And it was a message.
Yeah, it was a very clear message. And then you got to love that picture next day of Obama shaking hands with who, right? I mean, it was just classic, all right?
Well, who is just a complete monster. I appreciate your call. I mean, that's the guy that they just put Chinese troops back in North Korea. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they are modern-day Stalins. They are modern-day bona fide evil. And their poor people are fighting back, and our government won't even challenge China to stop censoring the Internet. In fact, our government's now pushing for it and working with Google, who works with China. And every time we buy Chinese goods, we slit our own throat. But so many yuppies think it's cute and laugh about it. Keep laughing, keep laughing. Warren in Canada, you're on the air.
Alex, my man, finally get a chance to say thank you.
Thank you.
Got a couple things. Says I support your show, Jesse's show, man. I've downloaded all of his videos. I share them with everybody I can find. I've even had to move up north because I'm just scared of all the crazy crap that's going on.
Well, I told folks months ago they were covertly censoring certain episodes of Ventura's show, and now it's big news. Now it's admitted Homeland Security did not like the particular show that I consulted heavily on. I consulted on them all. Of course, I appeared in many of them, dealing with the FEMA camps. So that confirmed it. Homeland Security didn't deny that it wasn't real. They threatened Time Warner to pull it off air.
Alex, you got to watch your back, though, man, because you know that the Northwest Passage comes right through Alaska and comes right out right in our front door. And, you know, if China really wants to get down to you guys in a hurry, that's going to be probably the easiest way to go.
No, no, no. China's got to deal with the globalists to take down America economically. That's why they made the deal in 79 to give them the Panama Canal that we built, that thousands of Americans died to build. The French failed to build it. And that's why the Republicans went along with it being handed over. China isn't the threat. The traitor banks that run our country that want to destroy it so they can consolidate it for pennies on the dollar, that's the threat. Warren, anything else?
Well, I'm now way up in the north and deep in the heart of Indian country, and I got to tell you, I'm feeling safe and sound. And any of you guys down there feel you need to get out of Dodge, you're more than welcome to come on.
Well, I got some news on Canada. Canada is a beautiful, wonderful country and good people. But I've got video, Toronto Star's reporting on it. We reported on it last year when it happened with activists and posted the video of the police lying and saying there's no rights in Toronto during the G20. We have a new law. Turned out there was no law. It was all just a lie. Kind of like to take our baby's blood worldwide for a UN secret program for 39 years. They do what they want. But now they would march up to media and people and say, you can't have a backpack on the city streets. I'm going to search it. People would say, I have a right against that. The cops would manhandle them and go ahead and search their bag. And they told the media, you're not in Canada anymore. This isn't Canada anymore. And wherever the G20, the bankers go, and they got more of our debt than the Chinese. They shut down free speech. They grab press off the streets. They're setting those precedents. They're training us. They're seeing what they can get away with. Sean in Chicago. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, big fan. You're a great broadcaster. And I'm the guy that called in about Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas about the lone gunman. It seemed to have did happen. If you remember that.
Yeah, you called in about, 3 weeks ago before the Gifford shooting, and talked about a USA Today article saying there's going to be terror attacks in America, there's going to be bombings and shootings, and we're going to have to give up our free speech. And then a week later, it happened.
Lo and behold, it did happen. Okay, here's the next prediction. I live in Chicago. I live in the same building as somebody that does work in the White House, very high-end, very close to the president. Bill O'Reilly's going to interview...
By the way, you did call in a week before predicting the mass shooting, but sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Bill O'Reilly's going to interview Barack Obama before the Super Bowl. You've heard about that, right?
Yeah, what a joke.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. I have a very, very good friend that works for a media company. Obama's going to give O'Reilly his birth certificate, pictures, and the doctor's name. And that's already been going out to the media, already going out to news. It is going to happen, and then Obama's going to say, okay, this is a racist. This is basically, people who said I was not born in America, they're all racist. And it's a conspiracy theory. And Beck, yourself, Limbaugh, and all these other people, they're just saying that because I'm black. And that has come from, like, literally, honest to God, media company.
Know now that we're talking about that, they may not do it. But you did call in 3 weeks ago, a week before the Gifford shooting, and you did point out the USA Today article where they said there's going to be shootings and bombings, and we're going to get rid of free speech in America, and it's the right thing to do, and it did happen a week later. I remember the call. But right over here, remember how they're kind of almost like teasing it. The governor, Abercrombie, gets in and says, I'm going to show you the certificate. Then he says, oh, I couldn't find it last Tuesday. Now today, they say Hawaiian law bars release of Obama's birth info. So they are almost piquing the interest. Sean, you were told this by a media insider?
O'Reilly's going to hit Obama and say, why can't we see your birth certificate? And Obama's going to say, well, I got it right here there, Bill. Here, look at it. Here's the pictures. Here's the doctor's name. That's how Obama's
speaking. And you were told this by a media person. I'm surprised they can't keep their mouth shut. Sean, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your number. We're going to see if this happens coming up in a few weeks. Amazing info. He's already, you know, knocked one out of the park with his earlier prediction. We'll see if it happens. Nate in California. Nate, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, just talking about the China thing is kind of frustrating because, I mean, we got Obama bowing to him. We have the flag in Pennsylvania Avenue. We have them dressed in all red. I mean, I don't know if that was just kind of convenient or
and
what.
And now playing an anti-American communist song about shooting American jackals, our troops in Korea. I mean, this was and it's confirmed on Chinese TV hours before they said they were going to play that. It was all about humiliation.
Yeah, and then they teach them about anti-Americans in their schools, and then they teach us nothing in our class. You know, so they're just dumbing
us
down.
They teach Americans to roll over to anything and everything.
Right, and I wanted to end on a positive note that I spent the last couple of days hanging up those signs, so Redding, California is taken care of.
Well, let me just say this. I'm going to talk about that in the final segment. We have a V for Victory campaign, and we need to get the media covering it. It just started 2 days ago. I'm already getting huge feedback on that. Very, very exciting. Great job. I'm going to jam in a few final calls from Laura and Patrick on the other side. Then I'm going to get into our V for Victory campaign. If you're a new listener and don't know what we're talking about, we just launched it 48 hours ago. I can't blame you. And then I'm going to talk about Google seeks to weaken search engine ranking of alternative media websites. That's going on. We're going to tell you how they're up to that new business.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener.
I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, final segment. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, though most of you do, you can simply listen at Infowars.com or XM. XM re-airs this at night. I'm told coming up in 2 weeks, they're going to carry the full show live on XM and Sirius. Very exciting. The truth is coming out. The people recognize it. No matter how wild this information sounds, it's all verified. It's all documented. And I've got some incredible stuff to talk about tomorrow. I meant to get to it today, dealing with what happened when I went to the gym today. I saw a poster on the wall for a lady who's 30 years old, a Marine Corps staff sergeant, dying of a rare cancer that women and men have never really had until now. I went home and searched it, and sure enough, it's associated with depleted uranium. Two tours in Iraq, two tours in Afghanistan, 30 years old, dying, trying to raise money for. Why not just not use the DU, and then you don't have to have all these people dying? And I've got all the government numbers. They know full well it's killing the troops. And then I went to a gas station. I've gotten a debate with the guy behind the counter who's joining the Navy. And I just said, look, it's great to be part of the military, but it's not great to take those experimental shots and breathe depleted uranium. And some guy behind him was laughing about it. But I turned around and I said, listen, this isn't funny. And I went over the evidence and he wasn't laughing anymore. He was there buying a big case or whatever, a beer. You know, he was going to go home and do what a real man does, watch the football game and laughing at some guy trying to talk to people at a counter. Everybody knows Americans don't talk to each other. Americans sit down and shut up when the communist Chinese are playing anti-U.S., anti-military songs at the White House. Well, you can shut up if you want to, pal. I'm not shutting up. You got that? Never! My First Amendment was paid for with blood of our founding fathers and veterans. And you can spit all over it if you want, but I'm a real American. There's still some of them left. All right, I said I'd take calls and get to this final news. I think it's been a powerful and informative transmission today, but I will cover this as well on the three-hour show tomorrow. Utah City may use blimp as anti-crime spy in the sky. Reuters told you about that a decade ago. 23-story rocket launches U.S. spy satellite. What they don't tell you is it's admittedly going to be used to spy on us. Germany's involved in spy satellites, spying on the U.S. With the U.S. government. They claimed it was for global warming. Lou Rockwell's got a big article out dealing with how the police all over the country are no longer getting warrants to search houses, you name it. Who needs search warrants is the headline. Seattle activist wins case against the TSA. A, he didn't have to show them his ID once he'd gone through, and he was videotaping them. Court rules he's allowed to do that. I meant to get to this. We don't have time to play the video, but it's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We have links to it. The Toronto Star has it. It's a video of an activist, and we covered this at the time when it happened. The police just announced, we've passed a law, no protesting allowed, no videotaping allowed, no having backpacks allowed. And then after the G20 was over, it turned out there was no law. They just lied and said it. And again, I'm not in the business of bashing cops. I get along with the average cop better than a lot of folks. Deer hunting, you know, whatever. I'm not your enemy. The point is, you need to decide what team you're on. It's the same thing all over the world. They did the same thing in Pittsburgh. They arrested members of my crew, saying they weren't allowed to be on the streets of America. Took them to a military base. And it says in the video, a woman's voice from behind the camera points to the protesters who were within 5 meters of the cordoned off zone. The area in which Torontos were led to believe erroneously that they could be legally searched by police officers at whim. And they go on, the cop tells him, look, you're not in Canada anymore. Well, that's true. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're in the police state. Don't you understand that due process is their cop, so a foreign bank doesn't just take your mortgage, as they've been caught trying to do? It's there so you, if somebody gives your kids bad drugs at the hospital, they go to jail. It's there so you got your free speech, dummy. It's all we got is these liberties and these freedoms. They were paid for with blood. They're special. And when you watch the video of these cops, they are getting off on grabbing this guy, intimidating him, getting in his face. And all he's doing is saying, look, I'm here with the media. You're not allowed to do this to me. You're not going to search my bags. I'm out here on the streets of Toronto. The cop goes, you're not in Canada anymore. No, I know we're not. DHS and TSA offering parking anti-terrorism training. I've seen these videos released by TSA. This is out of America City and Country report. And they're just training locals to spy on each other. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning and hundreds of other things than being killed by terrorists, but they act like it's the end of the world. Domestic use of aerial drones by law enforcement likely to prompt privacy debate. It says the city of Austin is the first in the country to use these routinely against its citizens. How long till they weaponize the drones? Again, militarized police. A military kills people and breaks things. It fights an enemy. It isn't part of the community. And the city of Austin is completely Fed-run. There's this federal board that recommended Arde Saveda to the Dallas job. They hired the other cop they recommended. And, I mean, they got warrantless blood checkpoints here, and now that's been adopted nationwide. I mean, this country's going down, and I live right in the center of it, where they make you pay to pay for other people's abortions in Austin. That's getting struck down in Obamacare, but I got to pay for it here. That's why I just moved out of Austin. I now live outside the city. But my business, my operation is here. I got to pay taxes to them to kill babies that way. I mean, and again, I'm evil because I don't want to pay to have babies at 8.5 months on the table murdered or put on shelves to die. That's now come out all over the news. I'm the bad man. I'm the bad man. D.C. expanding public surveillance camera network. Homeland Security, though, now admits they never built any of the virtual fence or the physical fence. It was all fake. It was all for PR. The borders are wide open, but they got Pentagon paid for spy drones and satellites watching me right here where I live. And Art Acevedo was in here about a year ago with one of his lieutenants. The guy was like, "You wouldn't believe the surveillance we've got." And I went, "You've got laser cufflinks that shoot up at windows that are invisible to the naked eye that listen to everything in my house?" And the guy was like, "Well, yeah." And Acevedo goes, "Shut up." To the guy, "Don't you talk to him about any of that." And I said, "Don't worry, Acevedo, I know about the face scanning. I know about the license plate reading. I know about the laser microphones. Don't worry, I know about the blimps. I know about it all. I know about the CIA aircraft with narcotics. I know about DynCorp right down the street. I know about it all, okay? I know about it all. And I'm sick. But we're launching the V for Victory campaign with a simple message, putting up V for Victory flyers everywhere to get the media talking about it, to get solidarity as citizens together. For local media to ask, what's the V campaign about? It's V for Victory. The French used it during the Nazi occupation to say, we don't approve of this Vichy French collaborator government. We understand we've been taken over. Well, we've been taken over by foreign offshore banks through fraud. And the minute we arrest them like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay is the minute this country turns back around. Their crimes are legion. The Federal Reserve, the private banking consortium won't tell Congress where $28 trillion's gone. They've committed crimes. I'm risking my life to tell you this. Things are only going to get worse. We're going to be like a third world country unless we say no. And the Republican leadership isn't going to save you. The Democratic leadership isn't going to save you. The truth is going to save you. Running for local government, getting into the counties and cities and state, and blocking the feds through 10th Amendment nullification. It's our Bill of Rights. It's our Constitution. It's our rite of passage. We are the people. We are the government. We are the sovereigns. And until you face up to just how bad it is, just how serious it is, just how hardcore all of this is, it's only going to get worse. And the social engineers know you're waking up, and I'll have to cover this more tomorrow, and I'm out of time for calls. I apologize. But this article at Infowars.com, get it out to everybody. Google seeks to weaken search engine ranking of content farming websites, and it just goes to say they're going to start blocking out alternative websites like Drudge and Infowars. Because they know we're the most popular and rising. And this has been the Internet to UN Chinese model to censor. And this is happening now. Google has to be boycotted as well. And in closing, if you're angry, you want to show your solidarity. We need to show with symbols that we are against the tyranny that's taking place. And just like our Obama Joker poster made international attention, this V for Victory. We are Legion. You are not alone. United we stand. V for Victory. Infowars.com. And the short message at the bottom of this little, you know, regular print paper size clipping. You hang it up at work. You put it on car windows. You hang it in legal places, wherever it's going on. You get it out. You email it. You put it on the end of your emails. You put it on the end of your articles. V for Victory against globalism. V for Victory against the New World Order. Recognize we're occupied. Recognize it's wrong. Reach out to others. Talk to folks at the grocery store, on the street. I do it. You can do it. We're in serious times, but together we can defeat this tyranny. Thank all the supporters and everybody who make it possible and the crew. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.